Hello, welcome to another episode of Unpacking Neuroqueerness. This is your host, George Mooney's Gun. This episode is going to be a relatively short one, but in my opinion, a very important one. And it is why autistics are often accused of being untruthful. So, to start off this episode, I wanted to first remind everyone of the double empathy theory. And for those that aren't familiar with the double empathy theory, the double empathy theory was developed by an autistic social psychologist in the UK named Damien Milton. And basically, it talks about how autistics have a different style of communication, because out there in the medical world, we hear autistic people described as having deficits in communication, but when you break it down, what it really is a difference in communication. It's kind of like speaking a different language. And this was discovered because studies were done and they showed that autistic people actually communicate better from autistic person to autistic person than neurotypicals do from neurotypical person to neurotypical person. The biggest misunderstandings occur when neurotypicals and autistics try to communicate with each other, because neurotypicals have certain ways of communicating, which I'll get into, and autistics have other ways of communicating. So, I also talk in a little more depth about the double empathy theory in episode 12 of this podcast. It's one of the very early episodes, but I do recommend checking that out, because I feel like the double empathy theory is one of the most important core parts of the neurodiversity paradigm. So now I wanted to talk about the main differences. I mean, there are a lot of things, but I'm going to talk about the main thing, the main difference that I observe in between, as an autistic person growing up in a neurotypical society. This is what I've observed, and I've also talked to other autistics that have observed this about neurotypical communication. So neurotypicals, or non-autistics, or even people that are neurodivergent but not autistic, they will use non-direct communication. Autistics tend to use direct communication with no hidden non-verbal implications. Now, neurotypicals, because of the way they're raised and they're socialized in society, like, you know, because of the way, basically, like, these social norms that we have in place today in most countries, people are always scanning for nonverbal cues and expecting other people, including autistic people, which don't communicate this way, to make corresponding facial expressions when speaking. And they study facial expressions as sometimes they give more importance to the facial expression or the tone or whatnot instead of what's actually being said. And that is a big disadvantage. These kind of social norms where people focus a lot on eye contact and tone and facial expressions can harm autistics, because autistics naturally are averse to eye contact because of sensory overload, and also because it can be harder for us to focus on what the person is saying if we're looking at their eyes. It's actually easier if we're not looking at their eyes. But people interpret not making eye contact, neurotypical people tend to interpret that as being shady or evasive or hiding something. And then also, autistics speak in a very monotone way, and that can also be misread by neurotypicals as being cold or careless or curt or blunt or whatnot. Like, I've been misinterpreted that way many times just for speaking in a more monotone voice. And then, of course, with facial expressions, autistic people, including myself, not everyone, because every autistic person is different, but from what I've observed, most autistic people, including myself, tend to not make a lot of different facial expressions while talking. Like, sometimes, for me, you know, especially if I'm trying to make a point and, like, really, you know, really be as clear and detailed as I can with something, I'm gonna be very focused on my speech, and I'm going to be saying a lot in my speech, but I might not be really paying attention to my facial expressions, and my facial expressions might sometimes not correspond to the emotion I'm feeling when I'm speaking. And a lot of us have kind of more blank face when we tend to speak, even if we're really excited about something, and we also get misinterpreted as not being happy or not being excited about something when we are, but we're just really focused on the words instead of, you know, whatever facial expressions we're making. So that's why, those are just some reasons why, kind of a basic rundown of why we tend to get misinterpreted for the way we communicate, the way we speak, our intonation, our lack of facial expressions, and our aversion to eye contact. This is going to be another short but sweet episode, and hopefully you are able to get a lot out of it. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.